Okay, everyone. So you should know David and I by now. We've been doing this for quite a long time. But I feel like I actually don't know who David Karayuki is. David, do you know who I am?
Sorry, what's your name again?
Very funny. Anyway, guys, I've literally hit Google and been top 20 questions to ask someone. And so David and I are literally going to interview each other because, as you know, on the David and Ali show, it wouldn't be a Wednesday afternoon unless we interviewed someone. So, David, I have my first question for you. What is the craziest, most outrageous thing you want to achieve?
Okay, I want to buy Chelsea Football Club one day.
Oh, my word. Okay, okay. How are you going to do that? What's like, the five-step plan?
So, like, I have this really cool app idea planned out that I want to pursue when I'm older and, like, create this app, and hopefully that'll make me some big bucks, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what is your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure. Oh my goodness, what is? Oh, cheesecake.
Baked cheesecake. Ooh, baked cheesecake is good. Have you ever had that salted caramel one from Woolies? That's really good. Okay,
no,
anyway.
But that's not baked.
Oh my gosh, rubbish. Number three. What do you bring with you everywhere you go?
My phone.
Okay, yeah. Besides your phone.
Besides my phone. Remember when we were in Europe, I used to carry that fanny pack around all the time.
Me too, I also had a fanny pack. Okay, great. Next question. If you had intro music, what song would it be and why?
It has to be Liquidator. Liquidator. Okay. Guys, everyone go on to Spotify, Apple Music. Hopefully you have Spotify. Listen to Liquidator. I know I said we'll mention football, but it's the beginning of, it's like the song that they play every match in the morning, right? And it makes you so happy. It has nothing to do with the sport or anything, but it just makes you so happy.
I think Thomas is whipping it up right now.
Everyone, we have to listen to Liquidator.
Okay, here we go. What is this, David?
Hey, yay, yay.
This is
yay,
terrible.
Yay. Oh, I love that.
That is arguably the worst thing I've ever heard.
I would be so embarrassed to walk into a song like this. So embarrassed.
Tom, doesn't it just get your groove moving? Yeah.
Maybe I don't associate it with soccer. I'm sorry, football. Maybe if I, like, associated it with that, it would be different. But I'm sorry, all I'm hearing is, like, a silly little song that could be played on the xylophone. But besides the point...
Oh, my God.
Dave,
that is so weird.
Okay, let's go. Two more questions. Rapid fire. Is happiness an end goal or simply a byproduct of other things?
Oof. Say that again?
Is happiness an end goal or simply a byproduct?
Do I have to pick one or the other?
I mean, give me your answer.
I don't think happiness is an end goal. I think happiness is, like, you know, something that you can find as you go along through life. So I guess I'd say it's a byproduct.
Okay. But like a continuous byproduct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this one, I know you really want to get into this, so I have a really big question for you. What book has influenced you the most?
It's a book by Mark Manson called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F Word. Right? We bought it at the beginning of the year, but as you know, I don't read. So I only read it when we have load shedding.
Okay, which has occurred quite often recently.
Which has occurred quite often. So I've started the book, and basically, it's, you know, the subtitle is A Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life. And the first part of the book talks about the feedback loop from hell. So it's when you think about something and then, or say you're worrying about something, right? And then you're thinking about why you're worrying about that thing. And then you're feeling guilty for worrying about that thing. Like, do you know what I mean?
I think so.
It's like things about that. It just gives you like a helpful guide, you know, to overthinking and to just accept things in life. So like stop trying to, you know, forever try and be better than this person else. Or stop trying to forever achieve what this person has achieved. Just accept you know, the bad things in life, accept the things that happen. When you feel sad, accept and acknowledge that you're feeling sad, you know, instead of just trying to be more all the time. And that's I really think it's an interesting book. I'd recommend it to everyone.
Yeah. Aren't there a couple in like a series? Aren't there a few of them?
I think so. I think the other one is called Everything is Effed. A book on hope. Something like that. Yeah.
Because there's like an orange one and a blue one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's the blue one.
There's David's weekly book review for anyone who ever wants that. Sounds like a good book. I think I'll be popping out to Exclusive Books before we end the show. I'm going to run over there and buy that book.